Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mai praying. Sister is listening to this, is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening, that she has a fullness and grows in an understanding of who Christ is as a person, and who he is fully, who her Savior is, that she really gets to know him, and that all of these deceptions and like false representations of Christ begin to be cast down in her mind. And just brought into the knowledge of who he really is. I ask all these prayers in your Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I just want to explain a little bit more why those verses just line up biblically, okay? Where he says, those mine enemies would not that I reign over them, come and slay them before me, okay? And why he says that whomsoever it falls upon, speaking of the rock, it will grind him to powder, okay? Is because in this life, if he doesn't take your life from you, okay, then you're not sharing in the gospel, okay, and his word won't be fulfilled in you, okay. He's bringing you into eternal life when he does this, okay. But I need to explain this because so much of what is being taught today doesn't explain this. It has Christians like half developed, is the only way I can explain it. They receive the gospel, but they're still alive. They're like half hatched almost. It's like very strange. And they're not being brought into the fullness of the word of God, into the fullness of the gospel, what the Bible says. And he has to do it. If they won't do it by submission, like I already spoke about with yesterday's teaching, is if they won't do it in submission onto him, okay? All right. Where they're broken, okay, then they meet that other aspect where he grinds them to power, okay, where he says, bring them hither and slay them before me. He takes it by force, okay, because this is Romans chapter 6, okay, I'm going to start at verse 4. It says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, okay, you got to get that death, okay? You must die to self. You have to die, okay? We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, okay? The gospel is very simple. 1 + 1 = 2. So if you don't have one, okay, you have one, but you don't have the other one, how are you going to get to +2, okay? All right, if you receive the gospel, but you're not planted in the likeness of his death, if your life is not over and he's not reigning over you, okay, then you're not fitting into the gospel. This is the gospel. This is the word of God. And the reason why I'm explaining that is because Christ is going to come upon his church, okay, and judge him with the sword of his mouth, okay, those who are not where they're supposed to be. And if he doesn't, okay, then they're going to fall into that group where he says, verily I know you not. He is giving them eternal life. But if your mind is carnal, if your mind is worldly, if your mind is filled with the lukewarm church that has all of these verses that people like to hear, even the unsaved can hear them, even the unregenerated, okay, that do not have the Spirit can hear it and go, oh yeah, that's Christ, that sounds great, okay? If your mind is filled with just that and not these other aspects of Christ, okay, from an eternal perspective where you see eternal life, because see, those scriptures where he says, bring them hither and slay them before me, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you go, praise God, slay them, yes. Why? Because then they're going to go to heaven. Yeah, they're going to go through it here on earth. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a nightmare. But praise God, they're going to heaven. They're going to heaven. And it's also righteous. It's righteous. Because if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you want him to reign over everyone. You don't like it the way that it is if you're filled with the Holy Ghost. It grieves you inside. Talks about this with Noah, okay? How he was grieved, okay? If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't like it. Okay? And those aspects of Christ do not sound mean. They don't sound strange. They sound wonderful and perfect and glorious. And you can't wait for him to do what he's going to do, because he's your king. He's your Alpha. He's your Omega. He's your everything. Okay? He's your Savior, reigning high above everything. And you can't wait for him to come and reign and rule. You're desiring and waiting for it. And it doesn't sound mean at all. That verse makes you go, praise God. Jesus Christ, yes, come. Slay everything that's wicked. Get rid of it. Save their soul. Open their eyes. Okay? And I'll leave it there today. I just pray, Father, for your sister that's listening, that she has a wonderful day and really starts to cast off everything that is not of your spirit. Asks to be filled with your spirit so she can understand these things and really starts to turn and repent from any lies about your son. Ask all these prayers in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.